Manuel Boreco and David Tenenbaum performing on guitar there. The Beatles, you know it, Fool on the Hill.
The Oasis Look at the Arts is brought to you by Kerner Hall, one of the world's great concert halls, featuring the best in classical, jazz, world, and roots music. For more information, visit rcmusic.com/performance.
In the most powerful state on earth, a group of conspirators have assassinated their populist leader. A civil war erupts as revolutionaries and politicians contend with what they've done and what's to come.
There's a moment to encapsulate the spirit of the new Groundling Theater, Crow's Theater production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The companies have brought together a powerhouse team of this country's leading classical actors to present a contemporary spin on Shakespeare's iconic story of idealism, power, corruption, and violence. Crow's Theater artistic director Chris Abraham is directing. In the most powerful state on earth, a coalition of educated elites, alarmed at their leader's populist authoritarian reforms, conspire to bring him down. After his assassination, a civil war erupts as ghosts, revolutionaries, and politicians contend with what they've done and what's in store for their republic. Julius Caesar is on stage at Streetcar Crow's Nest through February 2nd, already extended. Joining me in studio are Graham Abbey and Dion Johnstone, who play Mark Antony and Brutus. The duo has already been celebrated for their collaboration on Shakespeare's Othello at the Stratford Festival in 2015. Graham is a veteran of stage and screen, including dozens of productions with the Stratford Festival, and his time spent on programs like The Border, Frontier, and Republic of Doyle. He is also Groundling Theater's founder and artistic director. Dion is also a veteran of Stratford. You've seen him on screen with Stargate SG-1, Starfalls on Nickelodeon, and King on Showcase.
Graham Abbey, Dion Johnstone, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great to have you both here. First of all, I saw this production over the weekend and just simply outstanding from both of you and the cast and crew. So congratulations. Very powerful event that you're putting on right now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is a contemporary take. Some would say urgently contemporary. I've read that. And why Julius Caesar in 2020? What are you looking to reflect? What's the conversation you're looking to encourage at Crow's Nest right now?
I can take that for the start. Chris and I guess about a year ago, started looking at something we could do together. And, you know, Chris is always...
Chris Abraham,
artistic director
Theater.
Of Crows, yep. Who directed this. And, you know, Chris wanted something that was relatable, contemporary, and we sort of danced through some of the histories and thought Caesar might be an interesting one in anticipation of the run-up to the U.S. election. We thought it might be have some things that would bounce. Of course, as is always true with Shakespeare... You know, we go in the theater now these nights and what's happening like immediately today in our news is just bouncing off the walls. I mean, you can just hear the words echo with, you know, we've got drone strikes and missile strikes and war and revenge and all of those things.
That's in the play. And mm-hmm. when we're sitting there experiencing this, it's in the round. Mm-hmm. You get into Crow's and yes, the sound, the lighting, it's basically taking you into a war zone. And I will say, I mentioned this to Chris when I ran into him today, that there is a slight feeling of dread as you're experiencing this. And
slight is a good word.
Yeah, we are dealing with what's going on in the news, and then I feel like this is some sort of accompaniment to all that.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's powerful too with an intimate setting is that you feel that audience participate in that storytelling too. I think that's what's so successful about this production. It really does feel like a town hall gathering, which mm-hmm. Is exciting with Shakespeare for sure.
And you really feel the weight of the decisions that are made. And at times, you know, you're zooming in right there with the conspirators as they're hashing out what they're going to do. And at other points, you feel like you're in a forum of thousands of people, and you've got front row seats to witnessing the memorial of Caesar.
And we're sitting there fighting with our anxieties and our judgments of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away. Your director has taken a few liberties with this adaptation. We're in some version of modern times. We're experiencing this, how you use the production design and the costume design, sound and lighting. You go out of your way to frame Shakespeare's story and its parallel to the present, with a prologue and an epilogue. There's really, it does feel like we've touched on it already, that you have not only looked for parallels that are happening in the news right now, but like you say, literally it's up to date right into the last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think as Shakespeare carries forward, you know, we really have to continue to search to find ways that it holds up a very vibrant, immediate mirror to our natures, you know. And I think that's certainly what this does if we want to keep these plays alive and relevant both in schools and in our artistic arenas. I think we have to find ways that people see themselves and their contemporary situation in these plays. And this one really, really is immediate and hits home for sure.
And this play really, you know, wrestles with the question of reason versus emotion and how discerning, especially in these times, being inundated with so much social media and press, how good are we at being able to look at what's being written and discern for ourselves? Is that true or is that not? And am I being affected emotionally? Or can I look at this intellectually and pursue this to the end?
It's good to know they were looking at these questions 300 years ago, too, right?
Yeah.
And round she goes. Graham, you're Mark Antony, Dion, you're Brutus. Are there examples of political figures that helped you find these portrayals when you were doing your studies? Were there people you made some correlations?
Boy, I'd be in trouble, I think, if I started to, you know, Mark Antony's.
It is political.
Political. Yeah. Listen, I studied politics and worked for a year in the Ontario legislature, so I always say I learned most of my acting there. but I Mark Antony is an ultimate politician. I try and ignore the political side of him and feed into the heart of that, you know, famous speech, because I think it has to, you know, be real and authentic and emotional. And I lean to that side of it and let the audience do what thou wilt. But there's probably a few politicians I could name that are pretty good at doing what Mark Antony does.
And Brutus is in such a struggle. I mean, he's been given this job to take this assassination and actually make it happen, but he's just fighting with himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's you know, they talk about, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I think the play is a great mirror and example of a man who feels that he has such political and moral responsibility to do something. And he puts aside his own personal feelings and his own personal life in favor of acting for the state. And what are the consequences of that? And what are the moral consequences of the decision that he makes?
Graham Abbey and Dion Johnstone are here. The Groundling Crows Theater production of Julius Caesar continues through February 2nd. Both of you are so good at what you do. And as I watched, I thought about finding the tone of this production, also learning the lines, interpreting lines, becoming these characters. And both of you are just masters at it. So people are in for such a treat there. It does look like you spent a lot of time figuring out how to sell every word and every sentence. It's like you've taken the time to find the gravitas in each syllable, and that goes with the soliloquies as well. Talk to me about the level of commitment, not only digesting the words of the performance, but then also the physicality in the presentation.
Well, there's also making sure that your argument is reaching the audience and that it's landing. So a lot of work, you know, was done just making sure that I can't move on with my point. I can't win my point if I'm not kindling the thought in others. And so a lot of my work is making sure that I have a connection with the audience and that I don't lose that.
Right.
And, you know, one of our great actors, Douglas Campbell, used to speak about an ectoplasm that goes between audience and actors, you know, and you can really feel it alive in that space. Like Dion was saying, when the audience is listening, you can feel them breathe. It's engaging. And listen, the majority of acting is listening. And when you get to be on stage and listen to actors like Dion, like Moira O'Connell, Jim Mizan, Diego Matamoros, Michelle Giroux, it's a real all-star cast of people to share the stage with.
Moya O'Connell is Cassius, and I think that has to be one of the great casting decisions I've seen in a while. So
fantastic.
Congratulations to the whole crew for coming up with that idea. I'm going to be honest, on my way out, members of the audience were passionately debating some of the storytelling choices that we see. And do you feel like all political stripes are served here? Because I think if you are looking to make an impression on people, we're in such times where people are triggered so easily, and you just wonder if you're going to be able to move the needle at all.
Well, I think one of the things of the play is it doesn't choose a side.
Yeah.
It doesn't say who's right or who's wrong, but it allows every argument to be made and made quite fully. So everyone is going to be able to find something in it for them, but it's naturally going to also create division.
Sure.
Because it doesn't have an answer to the problem.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the best theater I've seen provokes more questions than it gives solid answers. And this one provokes. It provokes questions. If people are going home in their cars or home to their homes and still debating it, then I think we've done our job. I think it's made it relevant.
Julius Caesar runs through February 2nd at Streetcar Crow's Nest. That's 345 Carlaw Avenue in the Gouloyne Theater. A performance scheduled Tuesday through Saturday at 7:30 with 2 p.m. matinees on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Crowstheater.com for timing and tickets. And you're going to want to act now because a lot of these performances are selling out, and I just got a lot out of it. Graham Abbey, Dion Johnstone, thank you very much to you both, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. You're with the New Classical FM.